But amid all the excitement today, this ominous image, an African-American church in Mississippi, torched and scrawled on the wall outside, "Vote Trump."
And Tom Yamas is with us tonight from Florida. Disturbing images of that church. And Tom, we know the Trump campaign has condemned violence before, but they're also reacting tonight to an endorsement from the Ku Klux Klan newspaper.
They are, David. They put out a statement saying that Mr. Trump and the campaign denounce hate in any form. They're calling that newspaper repulsive, saying the publication does not represent the views of the tens of millions of supporters that are supporting the Trump campaign right now. David?
Tom Yamas in Florida tonight. Tom, thanks so much. So let's get right to the map here tonight, because it's all about the battlegrounds and, of course, that path to 270 electoral votes. Let's bring in Jonathan Carl. The polls tightening. Donald Trump's pathways seem to be opening just a bit here. And does Hillary Clinton still have a firewall?
The map still favors Hillary Clinton, but Donald Trump has momentum. You look at our ratings. Every state that we've looked at, the red favor Trump, blue favor Hillary Clinton. And two states since we last spoke have moved towards Trump. Utah and Ohio have both gone from toss-up states to advantage Donald Trump, getting him closer to 270. But David, he still needs to win all the remaining toss-up states, Arizona, Florida, North Carolina. If he wins all three of those, he goes to 259 electoral votes, still short.
Still short, so he has to pick off a couple of these blue states.
And he's got good news on that front in two states. In the state of Pennsylvania, a new poll out today shows Trump within four. In Wisconsin, a poll shows him within six. And Joe Biden is going to Wisconsin on Friday, a sign that they're nervous. But look what happens. If he wins Pennsylvania, he wins the presidency. If it's Wisconsin, 269, 269, we've got a tie. There's no co-presidency. Congress chooses.
Oh, a nightmare scenario, which is why the Clinton team is doubling down on Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. John, our thanks to you.